It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
You're like, oh, this is definitely going to be like the real good version, but it just sounds too like major chordy. I mean, you're sitting here going like...
It sounds like the original.
Yeah.
To start
until
off.
About... And this is when the Mormons kick in. By the way, still 2-0.
Second period, 8 minutes left. Go to you. Io. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, there it is. This is like the choir from Des Moines.
Oh, this is genius.
The Davenport High School choir will be singing the themed from Shaft.
Seriously, this kind of feels like something you would take to a state high school competition.
La, 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 la.
And if you did that, you'd win because this is awesome.
Boodaloop.
Boodaloop.
We should get it. So you do that. And I'll just be like... Boop, boop. Boop. Boop.
Boop. Are they saying Bubba?
Bubba.
Oh,
yeah, come on, white people.
That's good.
People say they don't have.
We have soul too.
All that I can think of is singing this song is when in the jerk when Steve Martin is listening to white music and finally he's able to like snap to the beat.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You mean I'm gonna stay this color?"
That's a good movie.
Such a good movie.
Shaft. Oh, with the. With the echo.
Well, that's actually not an echo. That's actually all 13 of the children. We just go, shh, shh, shh.
So I watched the Rockies game today.
Yeah, they look great. 3-1.
And 3-1's a lot better than 2-2
yes.
Coming home.
Yes.
Because I think we're going to struggle mightily with the Dodgers.
I think we're going to beat them. And so we had talked to before about Kyle Freeland starting.
I'm against it.
I know. And I'm for it. Now, let me tell you why I'm for it. I'm for it because on Saturday, Clayton Kershaw's pitching. Okay. You don't want to throw out the kid in his debut against Clayton Kershaw.
I wouldn't have him pitch this series at all.
He's your fifth starter. I mean, he's the oldest of the rookies. He is 23.
Yeah.
Besides, listen, when do you have an opportunity to have a kid, a native of Denver,
yeah,
have his major league debut in the stadium that he was born.
He's a Rockies fan. Probably
he was
saw a
born
lot of games
five.
There.
He was born 5 weeks into the 1993 season.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, he's 23. That's an awesome opportunity. It's not like he's facing the number one starter because it's not opening day.
Right.
It's the fifth game of the season.
But you're going up against a lethal lineup in the Dodgers. Your home opener. It is your. You are playing in front of all the fans and family and all that it might be overwhelming for the kid.
I don't think it's going to be overwhelming.
I hope not. I mean, if it's not
listen,
good, then we've
found ourselves
a keeper.
I've seen a lot of poise in this pitching staff so far.
At least from the bullpen.
Well, listen, it's not. I mean, I thought that Sensatella pitched great today.
He did. He pitched pretty good.
I thought that John Gray pitched great until the fifth inning.
Well, all of our starters have pitched.
Tyler Chatwood went six innings. I mean, he did.
Yeah. He took
one for the team. I mean, he did what he needed to do to go six innings.
Yeah.
So you didn't wear out your bullpen.
Yeah.
The bullpen's let up one total run.
No, the bullpen's really come through. Ottavino's been a little shaky, but he
looked great today.
They pulled him after two thirds of an inning.
Well, yeah, because they wanted to get to because they were facing a lefty or a righty. They didn't want to go left on right.
And he didn't give up a run. So, I mean, yeah, the bullpen looks great. I would have kept...
Mark Reynolds, two home runs.
I'll tell you what, man. Mark Reynolds is...
Do you know what this is? Last year's lineup, exact lineup.
Yeah. Well, he's tearing it up. And Nolan Arenado coming through in the clutch.
Getting out of his slump a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he does. I mean, that's just what he does. You know, I mean, he's known for his defense first, but he can he is not one of those guys who's known for, like, for instance, Cargo can be known for his ability to carry the Rockies offensively for a week. Todd Helton used to be able to do that, where he would just get so hot for like a week or 2 weeks that it would just be, you know, every day. I'm not sure that Arenado's there, but he's close. Like, he's getting to that point where he could do that. And then he changes games with his defense.
He does. He changes games with his defense, but his bat is strong too. He may not hit as many home runs as, say, Story will or
well, Arenado should hit more. Arenado should hit more. Like, he was a legit Triple Crown threat last year.
I get it.
But here's what's good news is Cargo has not really, but he started to look a little bit better. Story has not looked good. Blackman has looked okay. Parra's looked okay, but
Parra's looked pretty good.
Yeah,
he's come through with some big hits in this first year.
He has.
Reynolds has looked great.
DJ LeMahieu has struggled, which is crazy for a guy who's the reigning.
Sorry.
Goal!
Jesus! So loud.
Well, it's exciting, man.
Yes, it is exciting. But people are driving their car.
I wasn't yelling into the microphone.
And they're like, "Oh my God, your people's ears are bleeding now."
Finish him.
I don't know.
Do you know what I feel like? I feel like you're that. It's that commercial where you're the owl going, "Did you drink coffee on the way and on the way back?" It's like owls have sensitive hearing. Yay, so cute. That's how I feel you are being right now.
I don't think I saw that commercial.
I think you're being the old man. Get off of my yard.
Yeah, no, I have a tendency to do that every now and then.
I didn't yell into the microphone. I could have yelled into the microphone. I didn't.
That's fair.
I yelled away from the microphone.
Like that. Sorry, before I got all caught up, I was watching that.
Well, 3-0, man. DU.
They're crushing.
You know, DU, right, when you think about it, what DU is doing in terms of, they are by far the best college sports program in Colorado, by far.
Easily.
Yeah. They may be one of the best in the country. I mean, when you think of what they've done in lacrosse, what they've done in gymnastics, what they've done in
hockey,
what they've done in women's lacrosse, what they've done in soccer and in women's soccer.
I don't know what they've done in soccer.
My sister played for the women's soccer team.
Oh, that's cool.
They were ranked number one last year and they got to the semifinals, I thought. Or they were five or something. The men.
How's their volleyball team?
Probably all right.
Okay. I know their men's basketball team is solid, not great, but solid.
Well, Rodney Billups has learned, you know, I think he's learned how to coach, and I think that, you know, being Chauncey Billups' brother doesn't hurt.
Well, he's only been there a couple years now.
Been there, yeah, 1 or 2 years. But,
so
they look good.
Building a program, and he's building a program that hopefully will. Listen, DU's athletics, being from here. And knowing that DU is, it feels like such a small school.
Well, it is a small school,
but it's a legit athletic beast in this area.
Well, it just feels weird. What makes me sort of sad is that this is the hockey and I mean, we should be filling that stadium, and they don't fill very often.
Really? I always thought they did.
No.
Huh. That's too bad. Well, it's a bigger It's a good-sized arena.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice one, a new one, yeah. And you can buy mixed drinks there.
Oh, well, shoot. Why haven't we been?
No, I mean, seriously, there's a bar there where you can buy mixed drinks along with beer and all that kind of thing.
That's awesome.
Yes, because the private school.
You know, I would say we should start going, but...
And?
What?
They're right on the light rail line.
Yes. Yes, they are.
So, I mean, you're just running out of reasons to go.
I promise we will start going to DU games.
What about lacrosse? I mean, I forgot six. I'm a graduate. I met my wife at DU.
I do like watching lacrosse. Those games are usually on the weekend, though, right?
I think so.
Yeah, my weekends are pretty busy.
Oh, yeah. What do you got going on? Oh, yeah, you gotta hang out and scare kids at the parks.
I've got rehearsals. We've got rehearsals on.
Do you rehearse for scaring kids in the parks?
Well, yeah, that's the price of success.
That is. You don't do anything... Half cocked.
I don't want to hear anything about any of your cocked.
Oh, God. We'll be right back. Darren Copeland Experience.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.